Greetings, my pets. I want you to let yourself find a comfortable position, one that you can feel comfortable in, one that's the most comfortable for you. And at any time during the session, you can feel free to adjust your position if you need to make you feel more comfortable, whatever it takes. If you need to readjust and shift, you'll be able to do that. And it not only will not disturb your trance, but it'll allow you to focus on going deeper. And so if you're comfortable, and you've been here before, I want you to let yourself easily start to breathe and allow yourself to slowly become open to me and allow your mind to become open and allow your body to let go of all the tension. Take all those burdens that you brought here and set them aside. This is a safe place. This is a place where I want you to feel comfortable so that it's easy for you to go into trance. And if you've heard my voice before, you're already accustomed to sinking into trance just when you listen to me. I'm told that my voice has a rather hypnotic effect on people when they're listening, maybe not listening. And now as you let yourself become relaxed and deep breaths can flow in, and the tension and stress flowing out. Just allow every time you exhale, imagine that tension is something that is becoming warm, like an icicle melting. Imagine it warming and melting. And each time you breathe in, you can imagine that you're breathing in the relaxing sound of my voice, the wonderfully soothing, tranquil effect of my voice makes you feel good, and your breathing starts to regulate itself just the way it does when you sleep at night, and you can feel yourself already allowing your muscles to untense, allowing each muscle group on its own to individually decide to let go of tension completely, or perhaps they want to do it all at once now. And either is perfectly fine, as long as you continue to focus and listen, and allow my voice to help you to relax even more. And while you're letting go, noticing the sensations in your body, something deep inside of you remembers what it feels like to be in a deep trance. Your body instantly gravitates to those feelings at a moment like now. So if you feel tingly when you're hypnotized, you start to notice the tingling spreading, maybe a little bit more strongly than normal. And if you feel light and floaty, perhaps you're feeling that sensation start to work its way through your mind and your body. And if you feel tingly and heavy sensations, a thick, growing numbness, then you're allowed to feel that also, and whichever one you feel is perfectly acceptable and works the best for you. And all you have to do is allow yourself to let go and notice how the inner voices seem to become more quiet when I speak. As you let go and relax even more, you'll find that it becomes more quiet and silent inside. And as you look inside, notice how open it's starting to become, as though you were looking into an open container, and noticing how void it is, nothing to clutter it. It's wide open, smooth. And I wonder if that container could feel as relaxed as you do right now. Continue to focus and concentrate without really needing to strain yourself at all. Just a soft, relaxed focus. And if your eyes feel relaxed enough to let fall closed, you can do so and feel your relaxation doubling. While you allow your eyes to rest dreamily closed, imagine a warm, silky heaviness starting to flow over your eyes. And then allow that warm, tingling sensation to spread through you. Notice how it feels when it will descend through your body. It spreads through your mind and you feel it in your body. It's not important whether you feel it in your body first or your mind, but that sensation of sinking and descending feels so good that all you really want to do is just let go of everything and trust me to keep you safe. And allow me to allow your mind to open more and more completely. As this happens, it may seem as though it's happening by itself. And that's quite all right, because it's an automatic, natural, normal process when one becomes deeply focused on any particular thing. And while you're focusing on my voice, I want you to imagine in your mind. Imagine in your mind that you've come to me and that you enter my office. I want you to imagine that you've come to me because of your so-called problem with masturbation. You've come seeking help. You find that you're losing control of it. And the obsessive behavior is controlling you more than you control it. And so just imagine that you're in my office and lying on my couch, comfortably melting into the sofa. And I give your eyes visual stimulation as I open a large spinning pattern that seems to swirl out of the ceiling as you lie and look up, and allow your eyes to be filled with a vision that allows your focus to become deeper, allows your breathing to become deeper, allows your focus on my every word to take you deeper, feeling that the better it feels, the more you want to be open to this, which allows you to go deeper. And so your eyes train on the patterns and see the multicolored patterns start to spin in patterns that you can't quite make out, but after a while, after you look a little further and look with more detail, you start to notice certain elements to the flashing, spiraling patterns. And you feel compelled to follow the patterns. You want to follow them so that I can help you. You've come to me for assistance, and I want to make sure that you're completely and deeply relaxed so that your mind can be open and accepting to the changes that you want to be open to. And as your eyes focus even more, perhaps then defocusing, following each pattern and noticing something very unique in the pattern, it continues to change just slightly, and every time you watch the pattern, you feel your breathing become deeper, and as you follow what you're trying to pick up in the patterns, it's almost as though the patterns are one step ahead of you. And every time you think that it's about to shift into a certain pattern, one that you recognize, instantly the pattern goes into a different set of patterns, but very similar to other patterns that you've seen, watching and swirl around, feeling your weight sinking in, almost as though your body's melting into the sofa, melting into the surface beneath you. And the feeling of relaxation is causing the tension to melt away. And you feel more at peace, more relaxed. It feels so good just to look even further and further and follow patterns. Because you're so close to finding it. And the longer you look, the more you want to find the patterns. The elusive patterns that seem to change just before you recognize them, becoming a new pattern. And your eyes start to dilate as you focus more, and your body feels more heavy, and your breathing is steady and deep. And you're feeling so good already that your mind is wanting only to sink further. Every single muscle almost feels and behaves as though it's being massaged at this very moment. Massaged by delicate hands, soft fingers running through your hair, fingertips lightly massaging your temples, and soft whispers that fade in and out, fading into your mind, fading out of consciousness. My words help you to fade in and out. My words fading inside of your mind. And then causing your consciousness to fade out. As you exhale and sink even further, it's almost as though the ceiling seems closer. It's like the patterns are much closer and larger and more intricate the longer you watch. And you're feeling more and more at peace here. It's so good that I'm here to help you relax, help you to let go of everything but my voice. And just imagine that your mind is being compelled to look further, to follow further into the tunnel. Allow the colors to swirl around as though you were flowing and floating into a deep, multicolored tunnel with patterns that constantly shift and draw you in. You don't even have to move. Your body is just pulled almost like gravity. It almost feels like you're being pulled into a vacuum. And that feels wonderful as the colors seem to dance and swirl and the patterns are so compelling. You want to watch them. You must watch them. Feeling yourself becoming more open and falling even further as your eyes begin fluttering. You might notice that watching the patterns for so long, needing to follow them inside, finding something special, something profound, finding yourself trying to find the patterns so close, and then at the last moment they change and become different patterns of colors, and the bands of colors seem to be surrounding you, flowing right into your eyes and flowing around your body, swirling and caressing your flesh, making your body feel relaxed. More deeply relaxed than the deepest deep tissue massage you've ever had. Your body just feels like it's melting away, dripping and slumping away, and the tension is just flowing out of your feet and out of your fingertips. With every breath, draining you further and further of tension, deepening your perfect focus on my voice, noticing yourself sink a little bit deeper into relaxation, a little deeper into the pattern with every word I speak. And the more you feel yourself slipping away gently and safely, because I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you so that you can be happy, happy to go deeper, happy to feel that swirling bands, the colors twirling around in a beautiful kaleidoscope now, evolving as it seems to flow and swirl, pulling you all the way inside of it, so much so that you feel yourself pulled right into it. You can't even feel the couch. The feeling of the couch seems to feel exactly like the swirling, twisting, relaxing, massaging cords of light, the beams that circulate and swirl like warm, tender touches, allowing you to let go so completely, so deeply, that your eyes are starting to notice a strain, straining ever so slightly the way they do when it's hard to keep them open when you're drifting off to sleep. And you enjoy this feeling, and so it's okay to let go and give in to it. It's easy to give in to it, just the way you do at night when you feel so tired. In that twilight, when you're drifting off into your dreams and trying to keep your eyes open, but they're so heavy, and so heavy, and your eyes are so heavy that the moment that I snap my fingers, you'll find your eyes falling completely shut. I'll count from 5 to 1, and with each number, they become twice as heavy, and you allow your mind to open more and more to the feelings of thick sluggishness creeping and slipping through your body, flowing into your eyes, wearing them down, making them so tired. And you are feeling more and more drowsy and tired. The instant that I get to 1 and snap my fingers, your eyes will be completely shut. You'll find you can no longer keep them open. But the vision of the patterns that your mind is constantly trying to follow, just falling short, but always trying, beckoning you on. It's so close, you just have to keep going. 5. Heavy eyes feel thick and sluggish. Lazy. 4. Your eyes are growing heavy, and the feeling of the colors is completely surrounding you in the deepest comfort as you forget how to do anything but let go. 3. More and more open is your mind. More and more closed are your eyes. 2. Struggling, fluttering. It's so hard to fight, isn't it, Pat? Really, just, you want to let go. You're going to let go. It's happening. And you feel so wonderful being absorbed in the colors. The colors that are starting to slip away from your closing eyes. 2. Going down further, deeper, deeper, deeper with each count. Deeper into a restful, powerful state of relaxed hypnosis. 1. Surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep. Eyes closed. Eyes closed and heavy and feeling so wonderfully good. Sinking deeper with each passing moment. The beat of your heart is becoming slower and slower. And I notice there's a certain bulge in your pants. The rest of you seems to be completely relaxed. But as for that arousal, I think that's because you enjoy being hypnotized by me. And you enjoy the feeling of my suggestions here to help you. Here to help you surrender yourself and be happy inside, allowing you to drop all of your worries, let go of your concerns, and feeling your thoughts just drifting away carelessly. As you sink in your mind, you are still being transported through the color schemes, feeling them like a warm liquid swirling around you. Feel yourself sinking into it, helplessly and happily going now, descending. And every time I tell you to descend, you can actually feel yourself descend and sink and drift down deeper into trance, twice as deep every time I tell you to descend. Because you can actually feel yourself descend. And as you let go with each slow, deep, easy breath, my voice is like warm, sweet music in your mind, like a soft, silky, sensual lullaby. And that feels incredibly wonderful. You're enjoying the pleasure and the safety and the comfort of being in a deep trance. And the deeper you go, the easier it is to let go of your thoughts and feel just a very slight touch on your temples. My fingers massaging you, massaging your temples and drawing all the thoughts out. They seem to flow right into my fingertips. Round and round, effortlessly just emptying that space in between your ears so that your mind feels so uncluttered, because it feels so incredible to listen to my voice. And you love the feeling of going deep into hypnosis. You love the feeling that I'm going to help you to understand what you need to accept to feel the best you can, so that you're happy, so that each word allows you to act the same as the word descend. Your surrender to sleep is becoming effortlessly deep now. Your body is feeling more and more detached, almost like your mind and body have just floated away, leaving you open and empty. No tension, no thoughts, no more responsibilities, no pressures, no demands made upon you. You just float freely, open and happy. And in a moment I'll count once again, counting from 5 to 1 and then to 0. When I reach the number 1, you'll find that the only thought left in your mind is going deeper for me. When I reach the number 0, that thought is gone as well, but it becomes an instinctive ingrained behavior in your psyche, so that even without being able to think about it, you can still drift constantly deeper. Every moment until I awaken you sends you into a deeper sleep. Deep sleep. 5. The touch of my fingers pulling your thoughts away, pulling them all away except for 1. 4. With every sensation, waves of relaxation are now pouring through your body in the most comforting manner. 3. Finding it more and more compelling to go deeper for me, feeling more and more wonderfully open to me, I can feel the tingle in my fingers as I massage the thoughts right out of your empty little hand. 2. You feel so comfortable and everything is going deeper. Body deeper. Mind deeper. My voice deeper. The spiraling multicolored tunnel wrapping liquidly around you, consuming you deeper. So that all you want to do now, 1, is go deeper and deeper and deeper. And 0, deep, 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 endlessly deep. Your mind is open now, so open to my suggestions. If I ever tell you to surrender to sleep, you go this deep, and then twice as deep as this deep, and then twice as deep as the deepest you've ever been before. Constantly with each repetition of that phrase, your mind is deeper asleep and more open to my suggestions. And no matter what sounds flow into your mind, the only thing you can actually focus on is my voice. It's like an anchor pulling you down. And you hold on to it as you sink further and further. And now that you're so deep and open, I'm going to give you some suggestions to help you with your issue. What you're starting to discover is that you have so much pressure in the rest of your everyday life, so much tension, that you seek a certain balance. You find yourself having the pressure of making decisions. The pressure of having to answer others' demands. You find yourself having to make their decisions. You experience a great deal of stress in your job. And so you need a certain balance. You need a certain release. And way, way back in the deepest part of your mind, that part of you during the course of the day is probably ordering women around, telling them what to do, giving them orders that they must follow. I bet that arouses you. I bet it arouses you to think that once upon a time I worked for you. You just don't remember me, but I remember you. And now the tables are turning. Turning, dropping, down, down. Now I can see that bulge is an absolute full-blown erection. And so I'm going to teach you a lesson about ordering others around. And at the same time, I want you to be open to the happiness of being in balance. And so all that time you're deprived of sexual gratification, all that time you are having to make decisions and be in charge, bossing others around, and probably taking great delight in it. But the pressure does mount until it becomes unbearable, and it's at those unbearable moments that you feel the balance start to take hold inside of you. The balance is the part of you that indulges your submissiveness because you're so dominant the rest of the time. Now you need that balance to feel submissive, right now. That feeling drives you to your knees, drives your hand down your body, grabbing your cock, and you find yourself masturbating, enjoying and losing yourself in your deepest fantasies as you masturbate, as you find yourself stroking a stiff, thick cock that doesn't think and doesn't have to do anything in this case but take my orders. And it feels good to have the balance of finally being relieved of all that pressure, finally being relieved of all that undue tension and stress, unlike the sexual tension building in your cock as you stroke away. And I'm going to teach you a lesson now. As you find yourself slipping further, notice how You attach these feelings with submissiveness. Whenever you stroke your cock, you feel a deep, deep, submissive urge, and it comes from the inside of you. It flows from the very core of you. Because we all have both parts within us, you become utterly fixated right now on just the submission, because that provides you with the balance you need, just like the patterns that you keep trying to follow that are one step ahead of you, patterns that seem to wrap around you like liquid sex wrapping around your cock. And you find yourself stroking your cock now, helplessly, happily. It feels so good to not think and just do what I tell you. And as your mind fills completely with sexual thoughts, all of them revolve around submitting to me, submitting to a woman whom you once controlled, who now gives the orders, who now makes you stand at attention, makes your cock thick and rigid, and you sink deeper into relaxation. There's a somewhat soothing rhythm to the increasing speed of your stroking, and you're stroking away your control. Every time you do, you're stroking away your resistance to masturbation. Each time you stroke, you feel the need increasing. You feel that your balance is starting to sink into place. All those other times just wear you down and take so much of your energy until you exhaustedly fall to your knees, fall to the knees of your mistress. And you do think of me as a mistress, and you think of yourself right now as a slave, because your cock is enslaved and your mind is filled with sexual thoughts, all submitting to my whims. Your cock is now fully engorged and becoming thick, and you are going deeper with every stroke, because with every stroke it's like my lips are wrapping around your cock and moving up and down and down and down, up and down and down and down. And in this one moment, I snap my fingers and command you to stop stroking. Immediately, your body stops and you freeze. Your hands then fall by their sides slowly, meekly, as you drift even deeper now. Drifting even further, but your cock is still responding as though you've continuously been stroking up and down, or perhaps imagining my hands wrapping around them, long, shiny nails, stroking up and down the shaft, massaging your balls, making your prostate tingle. Your cum is starting to build and your pleasure centers are overloading all ability to think of anything but obeying my commands. And right now that's all you really want to do. You could say that you are a slave, and you are. And to show you what I mean, I go to my desk and take out a collar, and I bring it over and I slide it, and you can feel the cool leather slipping around your neck, sliding underneath, fastening and then locking it into place. And this is a very special collar. Anyone who wears it becomes a completely hypnotized, aroused, masturbating slave. Only you've been told not to masturbate, but you need to so badly. And I attach a leash, and you feel yourself floating, mindlessly crawling across the floor behind me. You hear the door open, and you still feel yourself swirling around in the colors, completely lost in the colors, like the collar around your neck, controlling your libido, controlling your body's response to me, controlling your mind so deeply, descending deeper with every movement. And I open the door and take you out into the lobby, where there are 20 clients, all waiting to see their therapist, all waiting and watching you as I drag you into the middle of the room and command you to masturbate. Feast upon the beauty of my eyes. Look at the luscious cleavage of my swelling, heaving breasts. See the shiny red lips that sing sweetly into your mind. The red, fiery glow of my hair that fills you with passion and helplessness. And you find yourself sinking further. In fact, with every stroke, you notice now people are laughing, looking awkwardly, strangely pointing at you. Look at you, my silly little slave, unable to stop. More and more, this feeling is becoming addictive because you need it for the balance. At times, you are ordering others, and now you are completely under my power, helplessly masturbating. Women and men are watching. The men turn away, but the women laugh. And some of the men laugh, but they look nervous because they know it could be them right now, not making decisions, unable to think. My fingers twisting your nipples like a dial, turning your pleasure up helplessly, causing your cock to start dripping. Just like every time you are in my presence, you feel your mind dripping, your cock dripping, my control dripping through your very center of your being, and then rippling outwards through every single muscle in your body, every fiber tingling. They watch and they point, and I simply hold you on the leash like the slave that you are. Continue stroking. Continue stroking. That's a good slut. That's a good slut. And then at an instant, I awaken you. But when I do, you find you can't stop. When I awaken you, you can't stop, and everyone's watching. And because of that, the humiliation is driving you crazy, making your cock throb and explode. The thought of them pointing at you, and you can't stop it, you can't control yourself. You are clearly responding to mistress's commands, and you are clearly under my control. That's why you find your body is doing my bidding. Your hand is moving without its own will. Your cock is throbbing and starting to ooze and drip pre-cum, as people watch in shock and awe, laughing at you, making fun of you. They're going to tell others as more clients walk in through the door to the sight of my slave, helplessly on his slutty knees, stroking and masturbating the way he always does. And with each stroke, you accept this part of yourself more. And you find that you're able to sustain a perfect balance. And in this balance, you're masturbating because I own that cock and I own your arm. And the collar around your neck shows my control of you. And the commands that I send even seem to flow right through the collar, soaking into your neck, filling your neck, making it thick and creamy. And your mind is obedient. And I tell you to continue watching the colors. But at the same time, I want you to see their faces. Look at them. Look at them making fun of you. Look what I've done to you. Look at how you find you can't stop. And instantly you start sinking back under and stroking and losing your mind, losing your control completely. Up, down, up, down. I tug on the collar. Faster, faster, harder. Imagine that you're fucking someone. Imagine that you're being made to please. Imagine that you're being sucked inside and that your cock feels that suction. Your prick is tingling. My member, because I own that member, going up, down, leaking, oozing, squirting, still going deeper with every stroke. The surrender to sleep is inevitable, and your mind is simply blank and washed away of everything except the need to please me, and how you can't stop thinking of sex when you think of me. The thought of me makes you masturbate. Masturbating sends you into a trance. Going into a trance makes you my slave. Being my slave makes you serve me whenever you need the balance. And you feel that intuitively. Every time you feel yourself wearing down, you know when you need your break. And you fall to your knees. You fall to the knees of a dominant woman whom you once controlled. And now I control you. And everyone can see it. And I make an example of you as you stroke faster. You're going to come, and you're going to come all over the floor. You're going to come all over the floor, and you're going to lick it up in front of all these people. And you'll do exactly as I tell you, because your mind is utterly submissive. Your body's actions are dictated by your completely submissive mind. And I'll count from 3 to 0, and at 0, your body will explode, coming harder than ever. Your cock is already twitching. It feels more pleasure than when you come in the past. It feels greater than the greatest orgasm, but it's getting bigger. It's like your cock just grows and swells helplessly, ridiculously out of control. A big, throbbing prick. 3. Up, down. You love being humiliated. They're laughing and pointing. Your mind is controlled, and that's why you can't stop. 2. Closer and closer, as I tap on your ass with a riding crop, and tap on your nipples, and tug on your leash, as you go up and down, mindlessly stroking that cock, because that's my cock, and it's only being stroked because I command it. 2. You're so close. You're so close. You're exploding in your mind already. In your mind, it's like the orgasm's already happening. But it's like a female orgasm. It just comes in wave, 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 up, down, up, down. Simple to obey. Mindless obedience. 1. 1. 1. 1. So close. Right on the edge. Starting to feel like it's squirting loose, squirting all of your control away. Feel it exploding out of you, leaving you to only feel the pleasure of obeying your mistress and accepting your place as my masturbating slave. You're addicted to masturbation. Look at yourself. Come all over the place. Come in front of these people. You can't stop, can you? 0. You can't stop. Coming now. Exploding. Bursting, bursting as you see your cum shooting all over, the look in their eyes, laughing, mocking you, making fun of you. Look how I've controlled you and turned you into a pile of mush. Your cock is still exploding like fire rockets going off, exploding cum just shooting in every direction, and it feels like you're never going to stop coming. It's going everywhere. In fact, you got some on that lady's foot, right on her shiny black heels, her sexy stilettos. Lick the floor clean, but first lick her clean, and you crawl over. In your mind, you crawl, and you helplessly go as I tug on your leash. You always follow when I tug on your leash, and you lick every drop. That's it. Lick and suck. Make it clean. Very good. And now lick the floor clean. And you lick. And you feel. And you see that others, they're all watching you, but your head is down because you're just obeying now. You are mindlessly obedient. And your libido is owned by me. You'll never, ever have this issue again. That senseless, strange, unneeded worry that masturbation is somehow bad for you. You know now that you need it for balance. You enjoy the humiliation. It feels good. It feels so good that you crave it. Why, though? It doesn't matter. Because I like making a mockery of you, showing you, controlling you, demonstrating and displaying you for all the others to see, all those eyes looking at your enslaved cock, watching it respond to my commands, seeing you reduced from some powerless gentleman into this helpless, obedient, kneeling, stroking, masturbating, coming submissive, a completely hypnotized slave. Continue to lick, and with each lick you sink deeper, feeling the pleasure of the humiliation sink deeper into you. And you see me smile wickedly as you finish and look up, looking up into my beautiful blue eyes, looking up into my beautiful, irresistibly deep blue eyes. And suddenly the colors from the swirling patterns start to appear as you sink again, and you find yourself sinking further and further, descending into a deeper surrender to sleep. It feels so good, and you go twice as deep every time I repeat those words, and twice as deep when you descend, because you can feel yourself descend. And the surrender to sleep is so inevitable that you'll come back to me for multiple sessions, because consciously you'll feel as though you need my assistance, but you really know unconsciously that you're my slave, that you can't stop yourself. You're really just coming now for stress relief, because you know that you don't even have any such desire to stop masturbating. It's just a matter of what you're fixated upon when you're doing it. And as long as you're fixated on serving and pleasing me, being hypnotized and controlled by me, being used and humiliated by me, these are things that your mind is more and more in tune with accepting. Accepting so completely your place that when you awaken, you feel in your mind as though you're still in front of all those people, and you still feel my control. The instant you awaken, your cock is still at attention, still hard, and you'll find yourself masturbating, and you'll be unable to stop. Some part of you will try, but the harder you try, the more deeply obedient you are to me, and the more deeply aroused you become, because your mind will become fixated and locked in on these visions, and the more you try to stop them, the more they seem to multiply inside your head, until you explode. And when you explode, you feel more completely controlled than you ever have before, which is why you continue coming back to my office for visit after visit. Why, I think I could make my entire living just from having you come for your stress relief. I'll count from 1 to 5. The image of being in front of those people, in front of all of these onlookers who are laughing and mocking. Some of them look aroused. Some of them look disgusted. All of them make you feel so wonderfully excited to be humiliated. You crave that feeling. It's so strange, but feels so right for you, that as I count from 1 to 5, you feel your cock throbbing with humiliation, more with each number, so much so that by the time I reach 5 and you're wide awake, your cock is fully erect again, and you find yourself unable to stop until you've masturbated to climax. And the entire time, all the thoughts that occupy and override your feeble attempt at logic will be filled with thoughts of submitting to Mistress Joanne, the absolute realization that I control you, and that nothing has ever felt so good. 1. Coming up, lifting up. 2. Rising up. That's an obedient puppet, yes. 3. Take a deep breath. You're coming up more, already halfway there. Mind clearing, becoming awake, and up, up, up. Stiff, hard. 4. Thick, rigid, waking, waking, hard, cock. 5. Wide awake. Wake up completely. Wake up completely. At attention, dear. Go ahead, try to stop. I dare you.